Psalm 33:12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Heavenly Father, I would pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to grasp, Lord, some biblical principles, that we would, Lord, in our minds pour a solid biblical foundation, so that when we talk about patriotism, when we use the word patriot, we would not just understand perhaps what this culture is trying to produce as a definition of that, but we would have that definition solidly grounded on the Word of God. Lord, your Word above all words should be reckoned with, listened to, and believed. May we do it this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Blessed, or blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. God's view of patriotism. Let me give you Webster's dictionary, and then perhaps we'll get in the Bible and we will fine-tune Webster's dictionary, Webster's definition of a patriot. Webster says that a patriot is one who is devoted to the welfare of one's country. I like that. One devoted to the welfare of one's country. Devotion is exhibited by love of one's country, support of one's country, and a willingness to defend one's country. Now, we have Webster's definition now in front of us, but let me marry that to a warning given to us by the first president of the United States of America, President George Washington. He said this, "Guard," addressing the American people, "guard against the postures of pretended patriotism." Let me give you that again. Guard against the postures of pretended patriotism. You know, it's interesting, even George Washington, way back during the birthing years of our country, understood that there would be people that would purport to be patriots who just had pretend patriotism. So, preacher, how do we know the difference between real patriotism and pretended patriotism? Well, we're going to go to the scriptures, because I think the only one that can settle that argument is Almighty God. There is a patriotism and there is a pretended patriotism. Adlai Stevenson said this, "Patriotism is not a short and frenzied outburst of emotion, but the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime." Colonel William T. Coffey, by the way, who I've gotten to know a little bit, and we've exchanged letters, and he's sent me a couple of copies of his book, signed in appreciation for what our church is doing in our Operation Think of That ministry. But he said this, "The everyday practice of patriotism makes one a patriot. The everyday practice of patriotism makes one a patriot." This is a soldier, a colonel, who recognizes that patriotism is not something because you at one moment did something brave in one situation, but it was a lifestyle. It was the everyday practice of a life. Abraham Lincoln said, "Gold is good in its place, but living brave patriotic men are better than gold." Amen to that. Now we're going to take the Bible and we're going to define patriotism so that we understand what God thinks about it, what God says concerning patriotism. Well, preacher, Mr. Webster said that it was one devoted to the welfare of one's country. And he then added to that devotion is exhibited by a love of one's country, support of one's country, a willingness to defend one's country. Well, let's let the Bible fine-tune that definition. In Psalm 33:12, let me just say this, folks, in God's view, and I believe it ought to be our view, it is patriotic to keep the God of the Bible as your Lord. It is patriotic to keep the God of the Bible as the Lord. How many of you would like to see America blessed? Well, the Bible gives a promise here. He said, "Blessed is the nation whose what? God. Whose God is the
Lord."
His God is the Lord. Now, let me just help you out here a little bit. I don't care what the politically correct view on this is. Okay? All right? It is patriotic to make God, the God of the Bible, Lord of your life. It is patriotic for America to worship Jehovah God. it is unpatriotic for an American to lift up any other god and begin to worship that god. So, preacher, I'm not sure that's what this culture would produce as a definition of patriotism. Aren't you glad you have a Bible preacher to help you out? Amen. Some of us are so worried about being politically correct, we've become biblically ignorant. God says, I'll bless you and I'll bless the nation. And if you are a patriot, you want your nation blessed. And so if you are worshiping God and recognize God as Lord, then you are a part of the people that's bringing blessing upon a nation. But if you're not doing that, you're part of a people that brings a curse upon a nation. Don Fetter said this, the Bible has as much American, the Bible was as much America's founding document as the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. The founding fathers' belief in liberty, equality before the law, and representative government came from Sinai. The Constitution is a covenant reflecting a much older covenant. Preacher, I don't know if this is a Christian nation or not, all right? Then me and you will go to Washington, D.C., and you will take me to the monuments that have something written on them from the Quran. And after we're done with that very brief tour, should take about 0 seconds, we can spend days walking around a nation whose monuments are graced with the words from this holy Bible. You know why? Because America is a Christian nation. America was founded on the Word of God. And you know what? The God of the Bible was and always has been the God of America. And the more that we've been that way, the more blessings we've had. And as we've turned away from that, the more of a curse has come upon this nation. George Washington said this, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor." And by the way, George Washington was talking about the Almighty God of this book right here. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, "The Bible is endorsed by the ages. Our civilization is built upon its words. In no other book is there such a collection of inspired wisdom." Am I patriotic, preacher? This can be answered by answering this first question. Is the God of the Bible your Lord? Is He your Lord? Sergeant Alvin York in his wartime diary, World War I, "I carried a testament with me, a New Testament with me. I have the New Testament I carried with me. During all my fighting at home now, I read it through 5 times during my stay in the Army. I read it everywhere, in dugouts, in foxholes, on the front line. It was my rock to cling to, it and my diary. I didn't do any cursing, no, not even in the front line. I cut all that out long ago at the time I was saved." Abraham Lincoln said this, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to men. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." President Grover Cleveland, "All must admit that the reception of the teachings of Christ results in the purest patriotism and the most scrupulous fidelity to public trust and the best type of citizenship." Folks, these are our founding fathers. Patrick Henry, "It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum and a protection and freedom of worship." Ronald Reagan said this, "While never willing to bow to a tyrant, our forefathers were always willing to get on their knees before Almighty God." Are you patriot? Are you patriotic? By the way, start judging patriotism according to the Bible and not according to some new politically correct definition. If you are a patriot according to the Word of God, then you know what? God, Jehovah God of this Bible, is your Lord. If He's not your Lord, you are unpatriotic. You are unpatriotic. Let me give you number two. It is patriotic to live a righteous life. It's patriotic to live a righteous life. Go, if you will, to Proverbs chapter number 14. Let's look at what the Bible says about this. Proverbs chapter number 14. And verse number 34. There's going to be a lot of flag waving, folks. But that doesn't make you a patriot. There's going to be some parades. That doesn't make you a patriot. There's going to be some floats built. There is every year. That doesn't make you a patriot. I'm glad you put your hand over your heart. You should have when we sung our national anthem, but that doesn't make you a patriot. It is patriotic, the Bible says, to live a righteous life. Look, if you will, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness does what? Exalteth a nation. But sin is a what? Reproach to any people. So somebody that says, I'm a patriot, you know what? I want to line up with Webster's Dictionary. I'm devoted to the welfare of my country. I'm devoted to the welfare of my country. Okay, let me tell you how you help your country. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Every time that you choose to live righteously, to do the right thing, to live a righteous life, the more that your life is in line with this book. And by the way, God is the one who determines what is righteous and what is unrighteous. But every time we live in accordance to the Bible, every time we do what's right, every time we choose right over wrong, then we do something patriotic, because God looks down, and if he sees righteousness, he exalts a nation. If he sees unrighteousness, he says sin is a reproach to any people. It's patriotic to pay your bills. It's patriotic to get up and go to work. It's patriotic to tell the truth. Amen. Patriotic to tell the truth. It's patriotic. Listen, folks, it's patriotic, young people. It's patriotic to stand up and be respectful and be submissive and be obedient to your mom and dad. You know why? Because the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is, when you do right, you exalt your nation. By the way, let's just think about that for a minute. Let's just look right up here, folks. Let's just think about that a minute. You know the honest truth is, every single time a child rebels against a mom or a dad, every single time a child rebels against a mom or a dad, they undermine their country. You just did something very unpatriotic. Don't tell me what a great American you are. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Patrick Henry said this, bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. That's what Patrick Henry said. President Ronald Reagan said the founding fathers believed that faith in God was the key to our being a good people. Amen. Chief Justice Moore, to restore morality, we must first recognize the source from which all morality springs. From our earliest history in 1776, when we were declared to be the United States of America, our forefathers recognized the sovereignty of God. President Ronald Reagan, while America's military strength is important, let me add here that I've always maintained that the struggle now is going on for the world will never be decided by bombs or rockets, by armies of military might. The real crisis we face today is a spiritual one. At root, it is the test of moral will and faith. Daniel Webster, who provided us the definition of patriotism, says this, whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. Now just let me park here a minute. It's patriotic to live a righteous life. You can wave a flag all day, but if you beat your wife, you're not patriotic. You can say the Pledge of Allegiance in a clear, strong voice, but if later that same day you put strong drink to your neighbor's lips, you're not patriotic. You can stand as the flag goes by and place your hand over your heart, but if that is followed by you taking the name of the Lord in vain, don't tell me about your patriotism. You see, folks, listen to me. Every time I do right, I show that I'm a patriot. And every time I do wrong, you know what? I help bring a curse upon this nation. Hey, it's about time some of you decided to get patriotic. Young people listening to me, it's about time now that you decide that America's important, and the doing of right not only affects your immediate life and your little circle, but it affects an entire nation. Righteousness exalteth the people. So when God looks down and sees somebody study hard, earn a grade, they don't cheat, you know what he says? He said, I can exalt a nation. We have... Now think about this, folks. What is America? What is God seeing when he looks down at America right now? Is he seeing righteousness? Over 1.5 million babies murdered last year? Is God seeing righteousness? States, one after another, like dominoes, giving in to the demands of the sodomites? We want to be licensed too. We want to be married too. I told you it got quieter and quieter through the years when we preach about this thing. Come on now. Homosexuality is just as much a wicked sin now as it was 10 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. What What's he seeing? What's he seeing? Gay day parades? Is that what he's seeing? Is he seeing husbands loving their wives and wives loving their husbands? Or is he watching immorality run amok? Is he watching young people with a respectful attitude towards their parents? An honesty and an integrity about them? A fear of God that causes them to tell the truth? Respect authority? Do their duty? Do their work? Keep a sweet spirit? What is it that God's seen? And can he bless America? See, folks, I believe the fact that you came to church here today tells me that you're a patriot. You know why? Because going to church on Sunday morning is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. You know, somebody rolling out of bed. I understand there's unique situations. But I'm telling you, the person that chooses to lie in bed while church is going on, rolls out, and wants to talk about being a patriot, don't talk to me about it. Don't talk to me about it. You see, every time you choose to go to church, you're showing God that you're willing to do the right thing. Doing the right thing. You know what? There are preachers that are patriotic, and there are preachers that are unpatriotic. A lot of preachers will be in the pulpit today and they'll have some kind of little American flag pin on, or maybe they'll have patriotic colors because of the day. You can see I did not go to that effort. But you know what? They won't preach against sin. They're Benedict Arnolds. They won't call a nation to righteousness. They're traitors. They won't still say the Bible says this and say what it says. Because of the pressure of some of the people in the congregation, the lifestyles of some of the people in the congregation. It's right to do right. It's right to stand for right. You know what? What I'm doing this morning, preaching on righteousness, is a patriotic thing. Somebody help those young ladies find a seat right near the back, okay? Help them find a seat, not right near the back. Look right up here. We're good. We're good. It's the right thing, folks. Patriotism is patriotic to live a righteous life. A righteous life. Every time you do what's right, you bless your country. Every time you do what's right, you give your God an opportunity to pour his blessings out upon a country. Every time you do what's wrong, and if anybody ought to do right, Christians ought to do right. Every single time that you do right, you know what? You put us in a position where we can receive the blessing of God. Number one, it's patriotic to keep the God of the Bible is your Lord. Number two, it's patriotic to live a righteous life. Number three, it's patriotic to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul, he loved his country. He loved Israel. Would you go with me back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter number 10? Folks, patriotism, America doesn't have a corner on it. I think that every person, no matter what country they're born in, ought to be loyal, ought to be patriotic, ought to be supportive of their nation. It is their nation. Romans chapter number 10 and verse number 1 says, brethren, this is Paul, this is how much he loved his country. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be what? Let me read some shocking verses to you. Go back a chapter in Romans chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brother and my kinsmen according to the flesh. Now, I don't know if you understand what he just said there. Do you know what he said? He said, I want to see the people from my country, Israel, saved. He said, I want to see it so bad. I would wish for it so bad that if God would say he would save my country and save the lost people of my country, if the price tag on that was that I would be accursed, that I would be sent to hell, I would go to hell if my country would turn to God. You know what? It's patriotic to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what? There's just some things that happen when people get saved. It's patriotic, we said, number one, to keep the God of the Bible as your Lord. If you go out and lead someone to Christ, guess what? Now you have one more American who looks at God as Lord. We said it's patriotic to live a righteous life. You know what? The more citizens who get saved, the more citizens who get into the preaching of the Bible, the more citizens that are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, the more citizens who will have a tendency to live right and do right. It's patriotic to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not sure if you understand this or not, but maybe the most patriotic thing that you can do as a member of Blessed Hope Baptist Church is not walk by that track rack on the way out, but grab some gospel tracts and get the Word of God out. Get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. Young people, let me say this. I get on you a lot, but I'm proud of you. We send out an army of young people every Wednesday afternoon. Brother Reiser and his wife take the time. We have Brother Walt and his wife to take that time out of their schedule. Other adults that come and help with that. But let me say this, folks. We have an army of young people, a small army of young people that go out every Wednesday afternoon and knock on doors and share the gospel of Jesus Christ and witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, I don't know of a more patriotic thing you can do. Now, folks, listen to me. What I'm trying to do is just divide true patriotism from pretended patriotism. I'm going to say a couple of things. And by the way, criticize me if you will, but I think I've earned the right to say it. You show me a church in this community that does more to honor veterans and more to honor those that have served in our military. By the way, we've already done it this morning. We took a few years back 61 members of Blessed Hope Baptist Church over Memorial Day weekend to do nothing but for two solid days in hot weather. Anybody there want to say amen? Hot weather. Stand by the war memorials in our nation's capital. And we were able in those 2 days to look over 16,000 veterans in the eye, reach out, shake their hand, and tell them, thank you for serving our country. Here's a gift from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They began to ask us, who's paying for this? Is this part of some government project? No, just a little church in southern Indiana in a town you'll never hear of that just came all this way to shake your hand and say thank you for serving our country. And so I'll be the first one to tip my hat to a soldier. I'll be the first one to sneak over and pick the bill off their paper table and pay for their meal if I get an opportunity to do it. Now some of you that stood earlier are going to follow me around. You call me up saying, preacher, are you going to a restaurant anytime soon? I've earned the right to say this because I don't think we've been slacking our duty here to say thanks to a soldier. But let me just say this. Look right up here. There's men that want to walk around thumping their chests because, and by the way, I'm not diminishing this, because they enlisted and for a few years served our country. But I want to ask them this. What kind of life are you living? I'm glad for what you did. But it doesn't give you a right to take God's name in vain. I'm glad for what you did. But if your way of celebrating what you did, your patriotism is gathering once a week in a private club and drink alcohol, don't tell me about your patriotism. You see, folks, the definition is very accurate that Webster gave us. One devoted to the welfare of one's country. Righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to every people. I want to say something else. Look up here. You don't have to join the military to be patriotic. And that needs to be said out loud. My dad was a patriot. He didn't spend a day in the armed forces, but he spent 41 years in the army of the Lord. He went soul winning. He loved his country. He preached righteousness. Why? Because he loved his country. He pointed this community to the true God. You know why? Because he loved his country. Amen. 9/11 showed us something. I mentioned it earlier in my prayer. People that's never worn a uniform. When America was attacked, stood up. Raced in, hazarded their life. Amen. Hey, preacher, I'm not sure. Seems like you push the kids around here to go to Bible college, but I don't see you pushing them to go into the military. Good observation. You see, folks, there's a sixth branch of the armed forces. Tim Warwick stopped out here, and by the way, I appreciate he's our next door neighbor here, owns some of the property around us. I was tickled he stopped in. I like always talking to Tim. He said, retired. Was it this week he retired? This week. He said, 40 years and, I want to say, I think he said 19 days. After he showed up to Fort Knox to join, he showed up to turn his papers in and retire. 40 years. That's impressive, but my dad had him beat by a year. And it was a 24/7 battle, and it never stopped. And the attacks were just as real. Come on now. See, young people, sometimes we get this idea that we got to go out. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I've earned the right to say this. We just honored our veterans. But I got more respect for a man that's never joined the military, that lives a righteous life, points people to God, faithful to serve the Lord, and faithful to win souls. And I have somebody that spent a few years and now living like a pagan. Come on. So I'm saying this because our young men need to hear it. You're going to get pressure put on you. Well, you know, if you're a real man, well, you know, what's wrong with joining the Lord's army? What's wrong with serving your life on the battlefields of the Lord's army? Well, that's not the same. You guys aren't ever been shot at. Have I? Have we, David? It's because you didn't go to the Bible college I went to. No, I'm serious. Am I telling the truth? Two different times we had the buses shot out of our window, or buses, our windows shot out of our buses. Late at night, picking kids up from that hellhole ghettos, inner city Chicago, stealing kids out of Satan's backyard and bringing them to Jesus Christ. You see, folks, we don't give them out in the Lord's army, but I would have a combat infantry badge in the Lord's army. Amen. Isn't that right? What I'm saying is, you know what? There's a war going on right now in America. Oh, preacher, I'm glad all the wars are out there. No, there's a war going on right now in America. Well, preacher, besides Pearl Harbor and 9/11, you know, no group of people that hate this country has ever attacked American soil. The devil and his hordes have relentlessly attacked America from the first day it was conceived. And there has been an army of Christian people through the years. Join local New Testament churches. Join them in the communities across America and say, we are going to do battle with Satan. He doesn't get our country. Amen. We didn't do it, but I said this from the pulpit years ago. I said, you know, a man serves a little bit of time in the military and they bury him. And again, folks, I'm the first one in line. Pay homage, show my respect, and be thankful. Man will put a few years in the armed forces and we'll put an American flag over his casket and carry it out to the cemetery. I thought, I'm not sure we shouldn't take a Christian flag and drape it over the coffin of men of God that have spent decades, decades, and decades standing up and preaching the word of God without apology, without compromise. Hey, I'm not a Marine recruiter. I'm a God recruiter. We need some volunteers in the Lord's army. My dad's generation of preachers disappeared. Okay. Hey, why don't you join up? Why don't you join up? Well, how do I do that? Why don't you come say, preacher, put me on a bus route. I want to fight for our country. Preacher, give me a Sunday school class. I want to fight for our country. Preacher, you got a nursing home? By the way, I got a couple of them coming open right now that I need somebody to go. And you know, that's once a month. Once a month. Shame on Blessed Hope Baptist Church if we get the point. We got to stop ministering to some of our nursing homes because we don't have a family that's willing to take one evening a month and go minister to these dear, sweet people. You talk about pure religion. That sign-up list for Mrs. Vestal, the weeks that haven't been signed up. I almost this morning took a pencil and put no pure religion, no pure religion, no pure religion, no pure religion, no pure religion. Where are we at? Where are we going? What are we doing? Oh, really? You're too busy. Excuse me. We need some volunteers. Preacher, I can show up to one of these regional visitation places. You need some recruits? Yep. Preacher, my schedule won't work out then, but there's some other time I can go. I'll find somebody who'll go with you. Yep, we'll work it out. Amen. Preacher, a lot of your kids go to the military. Yep, they go to the 6th branch. We got a bunch of them going to independent fundamental Baptist colleges. Learning to serve the Lord. Studying to serve the Lord. Patriotic. Patriotic. Good, clean kids. Patriotic. Ask them who their God is. They'll say the God of the Bible. Trained to do what's right. Trained to do what's right. Trained to go out and win souls. Patriotism. 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 By the way, you want to come join the military? I'm not going to try to talk you out of it, but I'm going to tell you this. My questions will be, the whole time you're in the military, will the God of the Bible be your God? The whole time you're in the military, will you do right? The whole time you're in the military, will you consider it a mission field and spend every spare moment you have trying to win other people to Jesus Christ? I'm tired of our young people running to the military, and you know what? All it is their Tarshish, their way of trying to run away from the will of God. Opportunity to get away from mom and dad so they can go live like a pagan somewhere. Don't tell me. Don't come back here in your uniform. Expect me to slap you on the back and shake your hand, bring you up front and make a big deal about it. Righteousness exalteth a nation. There's patriots scattered all over this country in little communities, little burgs, preachers that nobody's ever heard their name. Faithfully pastoring, faithfully witnessing, faithfully proclaiming Christ, faithfully winning souls, faithfully discipling Christians. Patriots. Patriots. There's preachers' wives scattered all over this country. Patriots. Sunday school teachers scattered all over this country. Patriots. People that are taking part of their Saturdays and a good part of their Sundays and going around picking up little boys and girls, bringing them to Sunday school. Patriots. Patriots. We had an army here yesterday, showed up, just said, preacher, give me a paintbrush, give me whatever you got, give me a job to do. Patriots! Patriots! Hitting a reset button here today. Hitting a reset button here today. A lot of people on a weekend like this will stand and get applause that aren't deserving of it. And a lot of people that will never stand that are deserving of it. Let's be patriotic. Let's be patriotic. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you would take the message and the Bible principles that are presented. Lord, how can we say that we're devoted to the welfare of a nation if we do not make God, the God of the Bible, our Lord? How can we say we're devoted to the welfare of our nation if, Lord, we live in sin, unconfessed sin, we do what's wrong? Or how can we say that we're devoted to the welfare of a nation if we never share our faith with those that are unsaved on their way to hell? God, help us. Pray, Lord, that you'd take this message this morning, and Lord, may you fasten it to our hearts. May we have a true understanding as far as what it means. We do pray, Lord. We join with the song, dear God, the prayer song of our young people this morning. God bless America, a land that I love. And Lord, I pray, dear God, that you would help us to do the right thing, stand for what's right, be right, do right. Lord, please, may we live in such a way that would bring, Lord, your blessing upon our land. God, may we be patriots. We pray in Jesus' name.